This is a follow-on from our campaign to save the post office, and you know, I suppose that was the canary in the coal mine for our village, and we managed to, I suppose, get a stay of execution, I suppose, for a year. But like, you know, the underlying issues have not been, are still there. So I suppose this meeting is a, is an attempt for, I suppose, or an opportunity for us to come together as a community and see, you know, how we can develop ourselves and, you know, move on, I suppose, and make sure that, you know, we're hang on to the little, the few services that we have and the few shops. We're down to one shop now at the moment. So, you know, hang on to those things in our community, because otherwise, you know, it's one, you know, it'll be one thing at a time, and you know, we'll be in a dire place, you know, as a community.
Now, I see you have a 5-year strategy plan in place as well, but really, for that plan to be successful, it's of paramount importance that facilities like post office services are maintained.
The village needs something, a centre, I suppose, to orbit around, and the other kind of, you know, the other kind of businesses that are located there kind of depend on all those kind of services. So it's really important that we come together as a community, and everyone, it's everyone's role, I suppose. You know, I think we've been guilty in the past of abdicating responsibility, I suppose, to one group, you know, or a group of people, but really we need everyone involved in this, because we're fighting for our lives. So, and we need, you know, there's a lot of resources out there, physical, but more so the human resources that we have in our community. We need to tap into that. And that's, this is an attempt to do that. So we're really urging people to come out. Everyone has a voice and everyone has a good idea, and we want to listen to them.
It's going to take a fight. It's going to take a battle to save the post office facilities there. But unless you can get people behind that, it stands no chance.
Absolutely. And I mean, we are not out of the woods yet, so we don't know, you know, and I feel for those communities, because I'll tell you, I was just chatting to a fella from Leitrim there, and he says once the post office went, then the next thing they lost a couple of shops, and then they're down to a pub now really in the village. So look, it really is a fight, and it's going to take, you know, we all have to make everyday decisions that, you know, that are going to help our community. Sometimes you can make the selfish thing and go into Ballina and do our bits, but it's about doing those little things every day and everyone doing something to support the community, because without that, you know, without that little centre in the community, I think things fall apart.